Chapter 18. Sunday morning. The sun was shining, the air crisp with the promise of winter. Half of the pedestrians in Boston scurried from overpriced shop to overpriced shop, their heads tucked like turtles deep in the folds of their scarves, their hands crammed into the pockets of their coats. Not Mr. Bozu. He walked through the public garden with its grand old trees. No coat, no hat, no gloves. He loved this kind of weather. The scent of the decaying leaves, the last gasp of a fading winter sun. When he was a kid, this had been his favorite time of year. He'd stay outdoors playing long after dark. His parents didn't care. Being outside was good for the boy, his father would say, before burying himself once more in the daily paper. Not a bad childhood. He really couldn't complain. He had fond memories of G.I. Joe figurines and toy cement mixers. He rode his dirt bike, played well with the other children, even had birthday parties in his mother's gold-colored living room, decorated with the little orange and yellow flowers people thought were absolutely darling back then. He heard it was all coming back in fashion now. Retro. That was the word. Mr. Bozu had been in prison just long enough for his childhood to once again become cool. He wondered what would happen if he returned home. His parents probably lived in the same house on the same block. Hell, maybe they even drove the same car. If it's not broke, don't fix it, the senior Mr. Bozu had always liked to say. They never visited Mr. Bozu in prison. Not once. After the day that girl had taken the stand, pointed at Mr. Bozu and said, "Yes, sir, that's the man who grabbed me." His parents hadn't even attended the trial. He supposed you could say he'd broken his parents' hearts. People like them were supposed to have an ordinary son, one who would join ROTC, end up with a college degree and serve his country on weekends. Then he'd marry an ordinary girl, maybe a younger version of his mother, and she would stand in a Vogue retro kitchen, whipping up retro casseroles, while their 2.2 children played with retro toys out back. Mr. Bozu's fantasies were different. They involved a Catholic schoolgirl in a green plaid skirt and white knee-high socks. She would have her long dark hair tied back in a red bow. She would carry her schoolbooks tight against her just-budding chest. She would say yes, sir, or no, sir. She would have a tight, virginal body, untouched by any man, and she would do whatever he wanted, how he wanted, when he wanted. She would be his forever.